An employee of the EAC Native Corporation subsidiary, EAC Tech, was arrested today for his alleged role in a major $20 million bribery and kickback scheme. Harold Babb is Director of Contracts for EAC Tech, or EAC Technology, LLC, a Virginia-based subsidiary of the EAC Native Corporation of Cordova. APRN's Libby Casey has more from Washington.
The top prosecutor for Washington, D.C., U.S. Attorney Ronald Machen, called the case one of the most brazen federal procurement scandals in our nation's history. Harold Babb is accused of conspiring with three other men, two of whom worked for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Prosecutors say Army Corps employees Kerry Kahn and Michael Alexander funneled more than $45 million in payments to a company prosecutors did not name and only called Company A in the indictment. The Corps employees planned to steer hundreds of millions more to the business through a federal contract they oversaw. They padded invoices by $20 million, which went to them, Kahn's son Lee, and the EAC Tech employee Harold Babb. Prosecutors say Company A submitted fraudulent and inflated invoices to EAC Tech, and the work was certified as completed. The four allegedly used the illegal money to buy more than a dozen properties, sports cars, airline tickets, and luxury items like expensive watches. U.S. Attorney Ronald Machen called the scheme staggering in scope and said, "I think this surprised us all." Tuesday's arrests came after a major investigation by the FBI, the IRS, and others, including the Inspector General's Office for the Small Business Administration, which administers Alaska Native Corporation contracts. The SBA's Inspector General, Peggy Gustafson, commented on the case.
"The arrest today, an effective dismantlement of the group responsible for perpetuating this fraud against the American taxpayer, is a direct result of the perseverance, hard work, and dedication of our OIG criminal investigators and their partners to rooting out fraud, waste, and abuse."
The four men pleaded guilty in federal court in D.C. Tuesday afternoon and were remanded. They wore street clothes but had their feet shackled. U.S. Magistrate Judge Deborah Robinson will hold a hearing Thursday to decide if they should be detained pending trial. Prosecutors argued they're a flight risk and said the Kahns threatened a potential government witness. If convicted, the four face sentences up to 25 to 40 years in jail. Officials say the case is in the jurisdiction of D.C. because the Army Corps of Engineers is based there. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.